Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Sofinsod Polsat Results for 2012 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, the 12th of March 2013, at 3 p.m. UK time. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, the CEO, Dominik Lubucki. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everyone, to Cyfrowy Polsat annual results, including, of course, fourth quarter of 2012. Before I will go into the details, I would like to stop for a moment on the slide number 4, in which we present the performance of our stock in comparison to peers, to our direct competitions in competition in Poland and in the region. As you can see, Cyfrowy Polsat in 2012 increased its value by 22%. If we are doing the comparison till today, it would be 26% versus our main competitor TVN minus 4 and TPSA minus 29. And now let's jump into details of our business and the most important events of 2012. At the end of the Q1 of 2012, we bought IPLA, leader in the internet television. And we spent 6 months improving the portfolio of the programming. We focused on sports and movies. We included the library of Warner and Disney to our library, and a lot of important sport channels, including 3 Hours, which are the most successful sport channels in Poland, and Eurosport and Eurosport 2. We also created a few more packages, including IPLA World for Poles living outside of the country. I will focus on IPLA business further down my presentation. Another important event was expansion in programming of our DTH offer. We added 20 new channels in the end of the Q4, preparing ourselves to competition with the new car in the market, which is created out of two other DTH operators and Cyfra Plus. The launch of this platform is expected this month. Another goal which we wanted to achieve in the same time was to build the mechanism of increasing ARPU. Therefore, we created in the mini segment, the entry segment, package called Rodzinne, and with a price of 25 zloty. To remind you, 1490 was the original price of mini. Thanks to this, we hope in the future we can drive ARPU of this segment up. Packet Familie Max HD package. Another new package in the segment of the basic tier, but 10 zloty more expensive, 49.90, will also contribute to the growth of ARPU in the future. Recognizing the needs of our most sophisticated clients, the most demanding clients, to the package, premium segment, we created a package called Super Premium, and we included HBO Go and our IPLA online service to it, and we priced it at 119 zloty. Pay-per-view events, sport events, big events, which we started to sell in 2011, became the part of our daily business. Last year we had 5 events. For this year we scheduled 4 events. So we believe it will permanently contribute to ARPU and to the growth of our platform. I would like to also stress out that a part of big sport events, on a daily basis we sell movies in the pay-per-view service, and it's around 2 million events which we sold since the start of the service. We believe 2013 will be a very good year for us in terms of building the numbers of the numbers and the subscriber base of our internet services, thanks to the extension of the coverage of our internet network. LTE covers now 50% of the population, and HSPA plus 3G, it's already 93%. Recognizing our achievements, Standard & Poor's revised our outlook to positive in the rating BB. We delivered what we promised during the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat to deleverage the company to net debt to EBITDA below 2, and I'm proud to announce that our net debt to EBITDA is now 1.95. Polsat Television is doing very well in the market, which is very difficult. 20 channels under our brand, 5 new, Polsat Food, based on the cooperation with Crips, Polsat Film HD, and 3 channels in cooperation with Viasat Group, Polsat Viasat History, Polsat Viasat Explorer, and Polsat Viasat Nature. Our media house, Polsat Media, have 2 more clients, mentioned second ago, Viasat Broadcasting and BBC Worldwide, which we represent in selling of the advertising time in our country. We relaunched our business channel, which was called TV Business. Now it's called Polsat Business, but it's not a cosmetic change. We changed the scheduling, and from purely business-oriented channel, we created business and lifestyle channel, providing lighter programming in the prime time and during the weekends when the stock markets are closed and all the analysts are revealed. recognizing that our sport channels are a jewel in our crown, the most important part of our thematic channels, we decided to support them with the sports portal. It's we launched it a couple of weeks ago. It's called polsatsport.pl, and we believe it will be the best sport portal in Poland, the main driver and competitive advantage over the other will be access to a lot of video materials which we have due to this Polsat Sport News channel activity, and we are looking forward to this business. Page number 7, summary of our operational results. Number of paid digital television subscribers increased by 14,000 to 3.56 million at the end of Q4. Churn rate was at the level of 8.6. It also contributed to maintain the stable subscriber base. This is one of the lowest churn in the history of our company, and the fourth or fifth consecutive quarter in which we managed to decrease this factor. In Q4, family package ARPU increased by 6.6%. to 48.2, and mini package ARPU amounted to 13.4. Polsat channel was performed very well. The whole group achieved 20.8%, and our share in the TV advertising market was 23.4 in Q4. Moving to the slide number 9. We remain the leader in Polish pay TV landscape with 32% of the market share, and that's the position we want to defend in the future. Our subscriber base is stable, 3.57 million clients, with almost 70% of our customers using HD set-top boxes that implies the higher subscription fees, so contribution to ARPU, and approximately 12% of our customers have multi-room services. It's also extra paid, so also having positive impact on our business. If you look at the breakdown of our subscriber base, you can see that, roughly speaking, 77.5% is in the basic and premium packages, 22.5% in mini segment, and that includes TV Mobilna, which we launched in DVB-T technology in June 2012. The number of in this segment is growing despite the fact of the very fast rollout of DTT in Poland, which is going to be completed at the end of July 2013. We expect that the growth of the revenues will come from the few more factors, which we enumerated on the slide number 11. The most important remain internet services. Number of the subscribers was 150,000 at the end of the year, and due to the fact that the network was extended significantly in Q4 2012, the outlook for the growth of in 2013 is very good, and we our plans are to be more effective in 2013 than 2012. Mobile telephony as a service created to in order to achieve a goal of a higher satisfaction and maintaining churn is doing what we expecting. To remind you, we changed the business model a year ago. Now we are reseller of the Polkomtel services, and thanks to this, the number is maintained. As I said, multi-room is a very, very demanded by our customer services, and it's already close to 500,000. The number of the customers already close to 500,000. Page number 12, the description of our online video segment. When we bought IPLA in at the end of Q1 2013, the number of real users was around 1.5 million. Today it's 2.3, with the 1 million downloaded apps for Android and 0.5 million for iOS. Almost 50% of total traffic is generated by mobile devices and smart TV, so it's a big change. We extended the IPLA library. We have already 40,000 titles, including 1,500 movies. And the business model is already changing, because when we purchased this service, 90% was coming from advertising and 10% from subscription. At the end of the year, just like 6 weeks after the relaunch, 85% was only from advertising and 15% from subscription. So we are working very hard to balance the revenues from these two streams. While purchasing this service, which was negative on EBITDA level, I promised that it will take us a year to make this company profitable, and I'm very glad to say that it took us only 6 months. At the last bullet point on slide number 12, you can see EBITDA in October, November, and December, three consecutive months. The EBITDA was slightly over in plus. The graph on the same slide shows you the panorama of the Polish online video platforms, but we draw a red line between first two and the next. The reason why is that Onet and WP are horizontal portals, and which have the component of VOD services, and it's difficult to count these customers as a clients who stream video. They are more browsing internet users, and the proof for that is the time spent on streaming on the service. In the case of WP, it's 20 minutes per month. On it is less than 2 hours. In our case, it's close to 7 hours per month. Slide number 13. Shows you how our churn rate developed over last few quarters. You can see that we have it under control. It's really on a very, very low level, and it's thanks to high customer satisfaction and effective subscriber retention programs performed by the company. We observe organic growth in ARPU. Our goal was always to increase the ARPU of the family package by 5%. Last quarter, we achieved 6.6% growth to 48.2 Polish zlotys, thanks to migration of subscribers to higher programming packages and additional services. The most important are multi-room and pay-per-view. Mini package ARPU is pretty much flat, 13.4, because in order to buy the higher packages, it is buy through family package, so the client who is upgraded, it's reported in the different segment. It might change in the future with the creation of the package regime priced in the mini segment. TV Polsat audience share of the whole group of the channel, to remind you, 20 channels, is in line with our strategy. Effective management of audience share versus programming cost. This is our goal to maximize the EBITDA margin, and it was 37.7% in Q4 of 2012. Main channel was leader in audience share, 15.6%, and our shares of our thematic channels grew very nicely, 5.3% in Q4. Annual results you can watch, you can examine on the page number 16. The audience share of the main channel is pretty much the same, 15.7. Audience share of thematic channel slightly lower, 4.8. It does not include the distribution in Vectra, one of the biggest Polish cable operators. It was our channels were implemented to their offer in Q4. Page number 17, growth in the TV advertising. Our market didn't perform very well in Q4, decline by 5.9%, but our revenues from advertising and sponsoring were higher than the market, and an increase to 23.4%. The drop of our decline of our revenues from advertising were lower than the market, 3.8% versus the market 5.9%. The same was on the year-on-year basis. The market declined by 5.6% versus 3.0% of our Polsat group or Polsat channels, and the market share increased to 23.2%. It all corresponds and have an effect on very good financial results of our group. Our revenues were close to 2.8 billion, with the EBITDA for the first time in the history exceeded 1 billion Polish zloty, and the EBITDA margin 37.2%. And now I'll give the floor to our CFO, Tomasz Szelon, to guide you through financial review.
Tomasz. Thank you, Dominik. I will concentrate on the fourth quarter results during the presentation, and let's begin with the slide number 21. As usually, the first few slides are introduction and summary of our financial results for the first quarter of 2012. I will present the results of the capital group, then the results of the retail business segment, as well as the results of the broadcasting and television production segment. As a group, Polsat Group, our revenue was 751 million, which was 4% up due to organic growth of our retail business segment. Our costs, excluding amortization, declined by 4% to the level of 506 million, and it was as a result of the effective cost management and also synergies within the Polsat Group after the TV Polsat acquisition. Due to this relation, cost against revenues, we managed to increase our profitability. On the EBITDA level, it was 25% up and in nominal terms, 247 million, and EBITDA margin was close to 33%. And last but not least, net profit was 122 million and it was connected not only with the valuation of the senior notes, but also lower debt service costs due to, for example, prepayment of the debt we did in August last year of 200 million. These lower costs were also connected with the lower notional amount of our debt due to amortization of the SFA, and also lower margin because we, in our credit facilities, there is a mechanism built in that the lower net debt to EBITDA is, the lower margin is as well. On slide number 22, there is revenue and EBITDA reconciliation. You can see that 751 million revenues in Q4 were billed by retail business segment of 62% and broadcasting and television production segment of 38%, and retail business segment added 45 million zlotys, and it was a negative impact on our broadcasting and television production segment due to the tough situation on ad market. On the right-hand side graph, the EBITDA reconciliation, retail business segment participated by nearly 35 million in nominal terms, broadcasting and television production segment by 15.4 million. As a result, 53% of the EBITDA in Q4 2012 was built by the old Cyfrowy Polsat plus new entities acquired, I mean companies comprising IPLA platform and InfoTV.fm, and 47% accounted for old Telewizja Polsat. Slide number 23, results of the retail business segment. Revenue in the segment was 475 million, which was 10% increase in comparison to the fourth quarter of 2011. It was connected with the ARPU growth Dominik mentioned, and also higher revenue from telecommunication services, and in fact such revenue from retail customers were the highest in the history of our group. Our costs in the segment, excluding amortization, were up only by 3% and the level of 345 million due to the effective cost management, even excluding the fact that we consolidated newly acquired companies. As a result, EBITDA was up by 36% to the level of 130 million, and it was fourth quarter in a row that our EBITDA improved on a yearly basis. And EBITDA margin was 27.5%, and again here in the fourth quarter of the year, it was the highest EBITDA margin in the history. Net profit 26 million, the same as in case of the total Polsat Group. It was connected with the accounting foreign exchange differences of senior notes valuation, but also lower debt service costs. Slide number 24, results of the broadcasting and television production segment. Revenue were 311 million, down by 4% due to the tough situation on the ad market. However, cost excluding amortization declined three times more dynamically, of 12% to the level of 194 million. And this decrease in costs was connected with the lower programming costs, particularly sport licenses, and an agreement with the copyright management organizations, which is one-off in this quarter. As a result, EBITDA was 117 million and EBITDA margin up by 6.1 percentage points to the level of nearly 38%. Net profit 96 million, also connected with the foreign exchange differences. Slide number 25, revenue structure in Q4. Our revenue in total increased by 4%, mainly due to the higher retail revenue, which increased by 8%. What is important, these revenues are increasing all the time on the quarterly basis, which we analyze with you together. In terms of advertising and sponsorship revenue, on the consolidation basis, it was 3% down to the level of 250 million, and other cost categories were stable, what you can see on the left-hand side graph. On the right-hand side graph, you can see revenue breakdown. Nearly 60% of our revenues were built by retail sales and more resilient revenues, and only 33% by advertising and sponsorship revenue. Slide number 26, cost structure in Q4. First of all, foreign exchange fluctuations had a positive impact in analyzed period and amounted to nearly 8 million zlotys. Going on the left-hand side graph, position by position, cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights were down by 10%. And as I said, this is connected with the lower amortization of sport rights. We didn't have Champions League, Europa League, also in volleyball, World Cup, men, women, and European Championship, which were held in Q4 2011. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs were up by 4%, and this is connected with organic growth of our business, which is, for example, visible in our RPU. Programming costs were down by 22%, and here we have this one-off connected with the agreement with copyright management organizations, but also we accounted lower licensing costs on the DTH side, which is connected with renegotiations with broadcasters of our agreements. Depreciation, amortization, and impairment up by 34%. This is connected with the leasing of our equipment, not only set-top boxes, but also modems, internet modems, and routers. Salaries and employee-related costs up by 8 million zlotys. This is connected with the consolidation of newly acquired companies, namely companies comprising Gipla Platform and InfoTV.fm. But also here we have one-off connected with bonuses due to 20th anniversary of Telewizja Polsat, which were concluded in December 2012. Broadcasting and signal transmission up by 6 million zlotys due to the DVB-T transmission cost, digital terrestrial transmission cost, and also additional transponder capacity we leased in the middle of last year. Amortization of purchased film licenses down by 6 million. This is connected with the effective management of the scheduling Dominik mentioned during his part of the presentation. And other costs offsetting each other and stable total level of 92 million compared to last quarter, the same level. On the right-hand side graph, you have operating cost breakdown. No cost category exceeded 20%, very diversified cost structure with the highest share of cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights. Slide number 27, cash flow. I analyzed this item on the 12-month basis. We started the year with 278 million. During the year, we added 781 million from operating activities. This is a significant increase in comparison from last year. Repayment of the loans and borrowings was 453 million, and here you have also this voluntary prepayment of 200 million from August last year. Repayment of interests 200 million, and here I would say 50-50 is connected with repayment of the SFA and also repayment of interest of senior notes. CapEx, excluding set-top boxes, 91 million, and CapEx versus revenue ratio, 3.28%, which proves, again, our low CapEx-consuming business model. Acquisition of subsidiary, entities comprising IPLA platform and InfoTVFM, of 46 million. And we finished the year of 2012 with 270 million zlotys. Slide number 28, just to show you the differences between cash flow and accounting P&L, we put items below EBITDA. Depreciation 72 million, foreign exchange differences 10 million, because here we have not only operating foreign exchange differences, but also differences that were on the finance cost level. Net interest cost 47.3%, and gross profit was close to 140 million, and net profit 122. And last but not least, from the financial section, slide number 29, financial indebtedness. Net debt to EBITDA was, as Dominik mentioned, at the level of 1.95 times, which was connected with the fact that total group's indebtedness was 2.3 billion, net debt 2 billion, and comparable 12-month EBITDA exceeded 1 billion zlotys. Just to remind you, when we announced TV Polsat acquisition in November 2010, our pro forma EBITDA was 717 million, which means actually that we added more than 315 million zlotys on EBITDA level during this period. As a result of such good results and such a good level of net debt to EBITDA, we have relatively high cushion against covenants. In terms of net debt to EBITDA, it is 44% cushion. In other covenants, even higher. Debt service coverage ratio, 47% cushion, and interest coverage ratio, even 80%. On the right-hand side graph, you can see currency structure of debt. It is a growing role of euro debt because in senior notes we have bullet payment and the Polish debt is amortized through the period of time, and this euro debt share will increase in coming quarters, of course. Senior notes rating, Standard & Poor's changed their perspective, positive outlook, BB level, Moody's stable outlook, and BA2. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tomek. And now slide 31, outlook for 2013. External factors. Completion of the implementation of DTT. Ad market will be under pressure of external macroeconomic factors. Increasing popularity of mobile devices. And as a result, growing role of new media. Our guidance is following. Further fragmentation of TV market, 20 channels in DTT, decline of TV advertising market by 4-6%, further growth of mobile internet market, rapid one, and further increase of the value of pay TV market based on ARPU increase. Our goals, operational goals, are as follows. maintaining the stable level of the subscriber base, excluding the subscriber migrating to Multiroom. We have few 200,000 customers who have two set-top boxes on the separate agreements. We believe that in time some of them might migrate to one contract, but that's not a bad news because the Multiroom is paid, so we believe that the financially it will be irrelevant change. Further ARPU growth, 5%, it's what we have in our business models on the annual basis. Dynamic growth of our broadband users number, thanks to the extended coverage of the network. Increase the penetration of our subscriber base with multiple play, that's permanent goal. Maintaining the stable level of audience share above 20% of our TV channels, and further an effective competition on the advertising market in order to monetize these shares. Finance targets: continue to grow the revenue, maintaining strong margins, and keep our debt level below 2x net debt to EBITDA. That's all we prepare for you today, and now we are ready to take the questions. Operator?
Hello.
As a reminder, thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Pramik Sawala. Please go ahead.
Yes, well, congratulations on a great set of results for the quarter. Looking at the cash generation potential and the fact that you have reached the desired level of leverage, what level of the dividend would you find acceptable, keeping in mind the prospective investments?
In terms of the dividend, the management board will prepare its recommendation 26 days prior to the General Assembly and not earlier. We can see the three potential goals to use the earnings. One is earlier payment of the debt in order to decrease the cost of the financing. The second, the payment of dividend. The third, that's why we want to wait till the last moment, because if there is an opportunity to invest in the strategical in the strategic investment at the horizon, I want to be ready to do so. Of course, it's possible also the combination of these three. So it's a little bit too early to give you the firm statement.
Okay, thank you. And if I may, is there a scenario or a combination in which would you exclude the possibility of a dividend at all?
Any combination is possible.
All right,
no
thank you.
No dividend as well.
All right, thanks.
Once again, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone. Your next question comes from the line of Rusty Johnson. Please go ahead.
Hi, I wondered if you could give some more details regarding the package improvements that you would offer, particularly at the high end. I think you mentioned more sports channels, perhaps some other features, but it seems like a key aspect is increasing ARPU through trading up. Are you going to demonstrably show a much better premium package suite in the next couple of years, and what will really drive that?
Well, if you look at the Polish market, you have to notice that we implemented completely different business model than you are familiar with from the other markets, especially Sky. We decided, because we have three platforms and at some point in time even four DTH operators, and they all were copying and pasting the business model of Canal Plus France or Sky in Poland, we decided to go different way. Our product is a mass market product, Thanks to this, we achieved 3.6 million subscribers, when our combined competition, three other platforms, has less than 2.5. There is the another part of this story is that the ARPU in our company is 43, 44 zloty, and versus the ARPU in our competition around 60. So the main goal and the main driver of the business is not the premium segment for 100, 120 zloty, but to drive 2.8 million subscribers who pay us 39 zloty to pay us 49 zloty, because this will give us a few hundred million of pure EBITDA. It's very difficult to convince people who are paying today 40 zloty to pay you tomorrow 100 zloty. But in moving from 40 to 50, it's much easier. So if we go back to one of my first slides, I believe it was on the page number 5, I will go through the second bullet again. So our mini package, entry package, is priced at the level of 15. In this segment, we prepared the new package of price 25, 24.90. The basic tier is priced 39.90, but we created a new package 49.90. And the premium segment, it was priced at the level of 90.90 and now is 119. So in all these three segments of our subscriber base, we created new packages in order to drive ARPU up, because we believe the smaller moves are easier to achieve than drive people and convince them to pay, you know, 20, 30 zloty more than they used to in the previous year.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Martin Herrmann. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you very much for the for this good quarter. I have one question. The first of all is about the strategic investment. Do you want to give us some more details what segments or areas you are looking at? And the second question is about the the TVN's new platform. Do you expect that they will possibly also go in a lower priced market segment, maybe, with their new product offerings? So if you think if there's any threat from this regard. Thank you.
Yes, so we are open to any acquisition which makes sense and completes the portfolio of the company, which strategy can be described in one sentence. We want to be the leader in the entertainment in Poland. And so I cannot tell you what field in broadly describe entertainment, I would exclude it. It all depends what are the opportunities in the market. The second, of course, the television becomes our main focus, and this will be the field in which we will be the most active. In the other fields will be rather passive and reactive to the opportunities which may arise. NC Plus start is predicted in this month, and it's I don't want to speculate. We inside the company are very well armed and prepared for that. That's why we added 20 channels in Q4. That's why we created the new packages in order to decrease the field of maneuver for our competition in order to, if they would think about attacking our subscriber base. Lower price war in Poland, I don't think it's a direction in which anyone would benefit, especially them, because of a few reasons. First of all, the new platform is totally overpacked with a high, with the premium content, very, very expensive. which is really very difficult to monetize. So going down with the prices would make their business very, very questionable. As far as I remember, 2011, N-Platform closed with the EBITDA at the level zero, and Canal Plus, I think, 77.0 million. Well, if you compare our EBITDA 1 billion, I don't think they are ready to really throw the glove to us in terms of lowering the price in the market. Their focus should be to drive the value of the market up so everyone would monetize it. But we'll know in probably 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you do have a question, please press star followed by one. We appear to have no further questions, so please continue.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this call, and I hope to hear you in 2 months' time. Goodbye. Have a good day.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect your lines.